Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello. I am Glovina Williams, and again, welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. Even before we get started into Stand on Your F-E-E-T, Stand on Your Feet, I want to shout out and just give a special shout out today to my beautiful mother, Dolores. I love you. I want to shout out to Ernestine. I consider her like my big sister. I also want to shout out to someone that always just keeps me so close and dear in heart. I want to shout out to Minister Latorsha today and Fabio. I want to say thank you. I have so many others that I want to shout out, but I just, those three just really just kind of came up so special in my heart. I want to remind you today, before we even get into our content, that you are supernaturally, anointed by God the Father, and you're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God, and you have the faith to make life-changing effects in people's lives, and as you give, you receive more back, and marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now. How about that? Hey, and I want to also shout out, even before I get to the end of our podcast, I want to shout out to Sheila today. Hi, Minister Dunn. How are you? You know, I had a blessed opportunity to attend an International Leaders Summit in North Carolina. It was amazing. When I say amazing, I'm speaking of the kind of amazing that changes your trajectory. It changes, it makes you pivot and look and see, where is the proper opening for me now? What door should I enter into next? This conference, this summit was so amazing that I'm going to share with you an acronym that one of the keynote speakers provided to us. And basically, it was just an acronym of the word FEET, F-E-E-T. Yeah, FEET. And it really boiled down to freedom to innovate, everything matters, excellence in delivery, and take time to understand. Yeah, FEET, freedom to innovate. How about that? You know, there is a scripture that really talks about freedom, and it makes so much sense to me whenever I read it. It's John chapter 8, verse 32, and then it drops down to verse 36. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I often say that truth is a liberator. Sometimes the truth hurts. You know, there is a saying that says, the truth hurts. But guess what? It is a liberator. Mm-hmm. Because when we are free, there's basically no restraint. You have the power or the right to act, to speak, or to even think as you want without hindrance or restraint. Freedom is the absence of someone else having dominion over you. Freedom. You have the freedom to innovate. You have the freedom to think creatively. God gave us this. Remember, you are the image and the likeness of God. Freedom, the power or the right to act, speak, or think. Oh, how about that? Are we using that freedom? You know, with that freedom to innovate, it really means that in a sense that we can begin to develop a meaningful life mission. A meaningful life mission. You know, one that will serve us, but it will also serve and be helpful in the lives of others. Because once we establish a mission, in other words, your purpose, this is really one of the main goals of the Dr. Glovina Show, is so that we can get some clarity to our purpose. Begin to develop new ideas. Mm-hmm. So no matter what you have created or what you are don't be afraid to innovate. Don't be afraid to make something different of what you already have. You have the freedom to innovate. Remember, I said one of our keynote speakers, she talked to us very clearly about this acronym called FEAT. Her name was Janice Bryant Howrod, an awesome woman, worth $2.7 billion, like they say, with a B, $2.7 billion. And she was kind enough to take time from her schedule and to come and to teach us at this International Leadership Summit. And so I'm sharing this with you, nothing that I developed, but something that I'm certainly growing from. Listen, so you have the freedom to innovate, to develop new ideas, to come up with innovative ideas. Sometimes it can be a little intimidated, especially, you know, when we start out with just like a blank sheet of paper, you know, like, hey, where do I start, Glovina? What are you talking about? A mission statement, spending time with God, and God, what is it that you would like for me to do? But when we spend time with God, it's just not a I want list. Mm-hmm. It's not just a bless me list. It is a time to come, and often we can get still, find that quiet place, and begin to search the heart of God. God, what is it that you would like for me to do? And how do you want me to do it? You have the freedom to innovate. Thanks. Hey, Minister Dunn chimed in. We've got the freedom to innovate. And when it's time, you know, when God's talking to you, and listen, he talks to you through his word. He talks through you through inspiration in your mind. Sometimes he talks to you through intuitive feelings. Yes. It may be an audible voice, but it may be just a feeling, something intuitive, an idea that comes to you, and you must now begin to innovate. Take that idea. You have the freedom. You have the freedom to innovate. Take that freedom and begin to brainstorm. You know, when I pray, there's certain things that I bring during my time of prayer. I bring them to the table. This is not real deep. One of them is my notepad or something I can record with, possibly a notepad and pen or my laptop or my phone where I can speak into my recorder on my phone. But I record because at this time, God is downloading, and guess what? I begin to brainstorm. You know what brainstorming is? Brainstorming basically is just getting the ideas out of your mind quickly, 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 without judgment. Say that again, Glovina, without judgment, getting those things out of your mind, recording them, and doing it without judgment. Yes. So in other words, there's no right or wrong answer at this period. We're talking about the freedom to innovate. So begin to brainstorm and get those new ideas. And what happens is when we get new ideas, our purpose begins to develop. Yeah. It begins to take shape and form. We're talking about an acronym, and it's called FEET. Freedom to innovate. The E is everything matters. The other E is excellence in delivery. And the T is take time to understand. So we're looking at freedom to innovate. Yeah. Start working from whatever aspect God reveals to you. Listen, your mission could be very big right now. I'm not putting anyone down, you know that. But what I mean by that, it may just be bare bones. But as you begin to innovate, you have that freedom, my beloveds. And you begin to add on to what God has given you. Begin to step out on faith. I heard someone say, is that all I have to do? Take some action. You know, also at this International Leadership Summit that I attended, guess who was there? Denzel Washington. Yeah, in person, live, in person. And one of the things that he shared with the audience was this. Someone wanted to know, really, what is fear? And what does fear do to us? He said, fear contaminates faith. I'll say it again. Fear contaminates faith. I'm quoting from Denzel Washington. So even though you're stepping out on faith, when that fear begins to come, block it out. You know, clean it out of there. Get it out. Root it out. Because you know there is also a holy scripture that says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and a sound mind. So when fear comes, recognize it. Someone reminded us yesterday, we had a small conversation yesterday, and that fear is not of God. And Denzel Washington said, fear contaminates faith. So begin to step out on faith. Because when you begin this mission, this freedom of innovating the purpose that God has placed in your heart, guess what? It may not be very strong at that point, but as you begin to step out on faith, if you begin to add to it, as you begin to brainstorm and seek God and begin to get revelation from God, how to step forward and how to continue to move forward, you're exercising the freedom to innovate. Here's another key that this powerful woman gave us, Janice Bryan Howrod. She also said, give people around you the freedom to innovate. How about that? Giving people around you the freedom to innovate, to be creative, to add to what's already good, to add to what's already working. You know, there's a saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. See, this is where we're kind of putting that to the side. We're taking that out of our thought pattern for a moment, and we're saying freedom to innovate. What is working? How can we make it work better? How can I get more out of this than what I'm getting now? They can say if it's not broke, don't fix it. They can say, hey, why use a cell phone if you have a phone that's attached to the wall? I'm talking about permanently, not just charging. Yeah. So let's get into the new perspective of innovating. You're free to innovate and allow others. Your children, allow them to be innovative. God gives us the freedom to choose. And how about us? And I'm speaking also to leaders. Give those around you the freedom to innovate. That's what the F stood for, freedom to innovate. Developing a meaningful mission and knowing that, hey, it can get better. I can work on this. I can make this better no matter where we are right now. I often say it, and you know I do. God still has something better for us. Here's the second letter, E. Everything matters. Can I share a little story with you? You know, once I was with some very seasoned and experienced leaders, and I made one of those off-the-cuff statements that I thought was really not that relevant. But I said, oh, I don't care what they think. Now, I'm not talking about in the context. I'm not referencing the context when we do care about others and we do want to make a good impression. This was just one of those off the cuff, I don't care. And a more experienced and older leader said to me, yes, Glovina, you do care. She said, don't get in the habit of just saying, I don't care. Why? Because the E, everything matters. Yeah, everything matters. You might say, hey, how can everything matter? My brain would be so clogged if everything mattered. What I mean by that is things that are important, they matter. Let me share something. I just want to share this with you real quick. This is Deuteronomy 11, 20 through 28. And this is just to emphasize the point of things do matter. It says here, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Everything matters. Yeah, everything matters. Today, the Lord says, I set before you a blessing and a curse. So it matters what we choose and how we conduct ourselves. Yeah. It goes on to say, a blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse, if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, and if you go after other gods which you have not known. Hey, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Everything matters. It matters the decisions that we make. And why? Because, you know, I have a little saying here that everything begins with a decision. So things do matter. It's important. Things do matter. Everything matters. And so as we begin to organize our thoughts, it matters, my beloved. It matters when you organize your thoughts and when you organize your efforts. What do you mean by that, Glovina? You can begin to bring your mental capability and your physical capabilities together in alignment with willing, being capable and willing. Organizing your efforts, everything matters. Beginning to develop a strategic ability to direct your efforts and actions to take full advantage of an increasing return. Everything matters, my beloveds. What I'm saying here, really, the point is, let's be careful how we spend our time. Let's be careful what we say, how we treat others, how we treat ourselves, the respect and the honor that we continue to show to God Almighty. Everything matters. Organize our efforts. Yes, begin to work and think holistically. In other words, bring together the spirit, the soul, and the body. Organize those powers together and bring them in unison. Everything matters. Remember, we talked about the F, the freedom to innovate. And now the E, everything matters. Ask questions. Because, you know, sometimes when I'm talking with someone, I'm having a conversation, I'll ask the question simply, why? Why do you feel that way? Why do you think we should do it that way? Why is so powerful? Everything matters. Ask questions about things, even the things we think we already know. You say, oh, I already know that answer. But when you begin to further the conversation and ask why, guess what? It gets deeper. That's when it really gets deep. That's when the communication begins to open up. And what happens is that we may discover a new way to approach something that we normally do one way. Something that you previously may have believed. Something that, hey, I could almost, you know, we might say, I can swear on this one. But as we begin to ask questions, I know we should affirm, not swear. Okay. Even as we begin to ask questions, it helps us because everything matters. Analyzing different methods, different ways of doing the same thing. Yes. Everything matters. Things that are familiar and things that are unfamiliar. Everything matters. Do you believe that? God puts before us 24 hours each day. It matters what we do with those hours. God gives us an opportunity to go about and accomplish our purpose. Oh, we're here today because we want to fulfill this divine purpose that has been placed upon our lives. We're here today. You know, wherever it is, it could be night where you are because our podcast is just going around the world. And I'm so grateful to God for that and for you. But everything matters. Your ability to breathe, it matters. Your ability to see and touch and to even feel your emotions matters. And guess what? Those same things for others, they matter. So everything matters. Let's bring it back home. Let's organize our efforts. Let's work and think more holistically. Let's bring in that spirit, soul, and body. Bring it organized. And you will receive, I mean, the results that we get when we begin to come in harmony within ourselves. Yeah. Here's the other one. Here's the other E. Excellence. Excellence in delivery. Mm-hmm. Or you talk about excellence in delivery when I'm doing a public presentation. Excellence in delivery. This means let's strive for perfection. Mm-hmm. And can I tell a little story with you? Another story. Listen, when I was in elementary school, I attended a school by the name of Haynes Elementary School in Chicago, Illinois. Actually, went to school in Chinatown in Chicago, yes. And listen, they had a grading system. We had a grading system. And what we got was if you did really, really well, you got an E. E was for excellent. And then they had G for good, F for fair, and U for unsatisfactory. Mm-hmm. So when you would get your, quote, report card, how many E's did I get? How many G's did I get? And oh my God, you didn't want to get an F, and you certainly didn't want to get a U for unsatisfactory. Then they had another column that had a portion for comments from the teacher. Talk too much, chewing gum in class, won't stay in their seat. They had little, you know, in other words, it was a way that they were also teaching us what? Social skills. How to cooperate when we're in public or group settings. Yes. So excellence in delivery. So they wanted us to always strive for excellence. So when you would get your report card, oh, how many E's do I have? How many areas, you know, social studies, arithmetic as they called it then, and math and reading, how well art and physical education, how well did I do? Excellence in delivery. Let's strive for perfection. Doesn't mean that everything has to be perfect. You know, I'm not saying that. But sometimes we can so try to get it right that we don't do it. Mm-hmm. It's happened to me. But what we want to do is excellence in delivery. We're going to strive to do our best. You know, not just that attitude of just put it over there. It'll work like that. We don't want to have that attitude. We want to have an attitude to strive for perfection. Excellence in delivery. Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, we're going to have to gain some firsthand knowledge. We're going to have to get some, like I went to the International Leadership Summit. I was getting firsthand knowledge from subject matter experts. Excellence. Maybe there's a book you need to read. Maybe there's a conference you need to attend. Attend your place of worship regularly, and guess what? You will begin to have excellence in your delivery of why you believe what you believe. Yes, excellence in delivery. Yeah, maybe a class, maybe a college course, maybe some type of internet training, online training. There's so much available on YouTube, excellence in delivery. Perhaps join Toastmasters, which is a public speaking training organization. Excellence in delivery. Mm-hmm. Gaining knowledge of the way things should properly be done in your particular field or your particular mission. Just, you know, read. Another thing I learned at Haynes Elementary School, readers are leaders. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Read books that help to lift your consciousness. Watch things. Listen to things on YouTube and listen to public speaking that lifts you up, that enhances your faith, and that helps you to see the world through a better light and helps you to present in excellence. How about that? So, you know, no one really sees the world through the same lenses. We know that because we all have different experiences in life. So this is why I'm saying your delivery, let it be in excellence so that you can better help people to understand where you're coming from, right? And agree to disagree. That's a biggie. Agree to disagree. And I heard this weekend, I heard Mrs. Osteen, Joel Osteen's wife, she said something that really stuck with me. She said, agree to disagree, come together in unity so that we can bring peace to the world. It's so familiar, doesn't it? Also, I'm going to give you the last T real quick. Take time to understand. And take time to listen and really hear what people are saying. Hey, shout out. I said hi to my beautiful mother, Dolores. I said hi to my son. I'm saying hi to Sean and Carolyn, Marlon and Cheryl, Clarence and Stacy. I'm shouting out to Thelma and Terry. Congratulations. Hey, Steven and Nico, Allie, Caleb and Maddie. Hi, Betty, Jordan and Jesse, Kayla and Laura. Donna, hello. I want to say hi to Steen, Jewel, Rosemary. I want to shout out to Robert. Hey, Terry, Omo, Cynthia, congratulations. Hey, welcome to the YouTube world. I want to say hi to Dominique, Terry. And I say hi to Terry and Velma. I'll say it again. Hi, Arnold and Courtney, Anthony and Kiafa, Roslyn, Youth Empowerment Services. I want to shout out to Collegiate Training Institute. I want to say hi to Yuji and Michiko, Pastor Linda in Charleston, Queen Coach LaRusha, Dr. LaRusha, how about that? Mr. Randall Kane, Judy, Jamaica, Jackie, hi, also known as Marie, Joy in Texas. Hi, Denise. Hey, Sheila, I'm saying it again. Hello to you. I want to say hi to Margareta and Gracie, Cynthia and Reno, the island of Sardinia. I want to give out a special shout to all of my military members that are serving around the world. And I want to shout out to the veterans. Thank you for your service. I want to say hi to Dr. Patra, hello to you. Isaiah and Courtney, thank you for your continued support. Evangelist Renee, it was great seeing you. I want to say hi to Gary and Stephanie, James and Shatoya. Hello, Helen, love without limits. Hi, I want to say hi to Stephanie and Tony and Chloe. I want to shout out to Bishop Jones in Liberia, West Africa. I want to shout out to Prophetess Moreland and Elder Moreland. Hey, Pastor Jane, congratulations on your anniversary. Amazing Love International Ministries. James and Tawana, hello. Hi. Oh, my goodness. I want to say hello to Donna Hagler. How are you? Louise in Atlanta. Iris, I'll say it again. Congratulations on your most recent retirement. And thank you for those years of service. Mary Kimball in Mississippi, hello. I hope I'm not leaving anyone out. If I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you, but I do want to tell you, call upon the Lord. He'll answer you. He'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I love you so much. Have a beautiful week, and we do pray peace and prosperity and power upon you. God bless.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.